companies boast about the amount of hours of anime content that they have, like it's an achievement that a normal human being will never be able to finish every single piece of anime that is on their platform. There's just too much freaking anime out there, and I'm sick of it, and I need to talk about it. Hey anime friends, my name is Phoenix, and as always, before we begin, make sure you grab your cup, because it's time to spill the anime tea. And today I have my Hunter x Hunter mug. I'm bringing it back, because I'm feeling a little spicy, a little action-y today. This video is basically kind of a rant about anime and the anime industry and things that I just do not like about the way that it's heading. If you've been on my channel a while, you've seen that I talk a lot about anime and I talk very highly of it. However, there are some things that have been bugging me that I've been wanting to talk about, and I just decided to put them all into one single video. Let's talk about animation quality. Recently, as the years have ramped up, as anime has become more and more popular, there is a lot more anime being pushed out. That means that there's a lot of really subpar, low quality animations put out as well. The biggest downfall in all of this, of course, is that there's less original anime. I made a whole video about original anime and how much I love it and why it's like super important and awesome and great. The fact that there's a lot less original anime being made is a pretty big deal. Original anime has been the catalyst for a lot of transitions in the anime industry and animation storytelling. From Evangelion to Cowboy Bebop and many other original series back in the day that really helped anime grow and change and become what it is today. But because demand is so high for anime and for anime adaptations, there's a lot less time and a lot less focus or emphasis on creating original anime because all of the hard work and the dedication and the amazing directors and everyone who is capable of making those original anime are focused instead on creating successful adaptations for the many, many, many series of manga, light novels, video games, and stuff that exist to be adapted and turned into money. I mean anime. The problem with there being a lot less emphasis and focus on original anime is that original anime tends to be the catalyst for a lot of really amazing changes in the anime industry. Almost every mecha that came after Evangelion references Evangelion in some way. And every anime that came after Cowboy Bebop has some heavy influence from the heavy like focus on musical production to, you know, fluffy haired characters that are heroes or anti-heroes. Even Cowboy Bebop originally was supposed to be made to advertise for toys, but Watanabe and his team decided to make their own original work and kind of just go with the flow, and they end up losing the actual contract with Bandai for the toy making like contract, and instead got a contract with Bandai Visual to solely focus on just making the anime, because there's lots of sex, violence, and smoking and all kinds of mature themes in Cowboy Bebop that did not fit the image of a toy. And the same can be said for lots of other original anime series that just don't fit an image that publishing companies would want to sell. There's also the fact that even though we have, you know, more anime adaptations than ever, a good amount of those anime adaptations are pretty good, but some of them are not. Some of them are just not that great, and that's because the producers and the directors and stuff, they're busy. They're probably not working on just one project at a time, but multiple. And they have to put all that creative energy into different projects, and especially into the projects that make the most money. And even if it's an adaptation, if it still doesn't make that much money, it's not going to get its full effort. It's not going to get the full effort of all the animators and creators. Imagine hearing that your favorite manga of all time is getting an anime after, you know, years of you like loving the series and wanting to see it animated. And then it turns out like God of High School, where they crammed 100 chapters into 12 episodes and thought it was going to be okay. There's many Rush series, many Rush adaptations out there, God of High School, Horimiya, and many others that I could name, that just ended up being pretty disappointing to those fans that were already interested in the manga or the original source material where it came from. But this problem is really all comes down to one single thing, one major aspect that has been plaguing Japan and Japanese animators for a long time, and that is overwork. Before I continue down this rabbit hole of things that bother me in the anime industry, make sure you like this video if you're enjoying it so far. I want to put out happy videos, like most of my videos are very happy, but I want to also just let people know like what's going on and behind the scenes of our favorite shows. Probably the one that bothers me the most, like out of all of the other things I'm going to mention on this video, is that the fact that people are being overworked. And overworking and overwork in Japan, or also known as karoshi, but karoshi actually just actually means death by work, death by overwork in Japan. So I don't want to use that incorrectly. This isn't new or specific to just Japanese animators or to just the anime industry. It's a huge deal that Japan has been dealing with for decades. But to focus and hone in on overwork in the Japanese animation industry, even from the beginning of the creation of anime with, you know, the godfather of anime, Osamu Tezuka, he started this trend of overworking himself and making really quality animation and, like, you know, setting the tone for all of anime, but undervaluing his work to try to sell it in order for him to, you know, reach a global audience, which has continued to trickle down throughout the industry. And it creates a dilemma for, like, anime fans and for people who really love anime because, you know, I, for one, don't want to consume content where people have to suffer mentally and physically to create it, not get proper health, like, care and, like, you know, get breaks and things because of overproduction. But at the same time, I don't want to undervalue or, like, be ungrateful for all of the hard work that went into an anime series that I loved and that I wanted to appreciate, or that even that I didn't love or didn't appreciate, because people who tend to stick with the animation industry despite all of the crappy ways that it treats them terribly tend to be really passionate about the art that they create. And I want to be there to support and, like, watch it and, like, really, like, hone in on, like, all the extra details that they added and all the care that they put into the work that they made. And on top of that, we think that licensing and streaming companies, you know, worldwide, like Netflix and Crunchyroll and Funimation, specifically in the U.S., getting access to these anime titles and being more involved in the animation process would be a good thing, because you're getting more works being created and more people working on it and hopefully addressing the issues that, you know, Japanese animators are facing with this whole overwork policy thing. However, it is not, you know, Netflix has been called out, Crunchyroll has been called out for continuing to push this idea and this concept of, you know, creating a lot more work but getting paid very little and not getting enough credit, enough hours to sleep, and all kinds of really terrible things. All for the sake of pumping out more and more anime, because people are liking anime more now and it is growing and growing more every day. They're not really helping in any kind of way. They're kind of exacerbating the problem even more. But then again, so are we. So are we as anime fans and so are new anime fans who are just coming into the industry, you know, not knowing about any of this information and just, you know, wanting to like a series and love a series and watch it and have a good time and talk about it with their friends. We don't know about these dark histories and these dark things that are going on behind the scenes of our favorite anime. But for those who do and who continue to complain about a series or an episode or a screenshot of a episode from a series that just doesn't look right or is subpar or does not fit their standard of animation style, and like really hone in on like how terrible the animators and creators are, like, y'all need to chill. Like, I used to be like that too before I knew like what was actually happening behind the scenes, like that people are just not getting sleep and can barely function in their lives to create this anime for us. Even stories and even manga too, people, mangakas and people who help mangakas are facing this issue as well. So the next time you complain about that, just remember that someone probably didn't get enough sleep that day to try to make that scene for you. And on top of that, they may have not even been credited for it, which is another part I'm going to get into, which is uncredited foreign animators. So there's this whole other story beyond just Japan, beyond just the Japanese animators, where companies are now reaching out to other countries to help them create anime. And they often go uncredited. So these include outsourcing to places like China, Korea, and the Philippines, where their names often don't end up in the final credits of the anime. Even though they seemingly, or these companies say that they work on smaller aspects of the anime, like editing and reviewing scenes and doing little small key animations in between shots, these are actually really big deal and it's actually really important, and an anime really relies on these little tiny edits and aspects to make sure that the final quality of an animation comes out good. And yet these people, because they're in foreign countries and because of different licensing laws, and don't get credited on their work. Let's talk about overconsumption. Let's talk about the fans of anime and how we like are also suffering from this onslaught of too much anime. It's too much freaking anime, and people can't keep up, and people try to keep up. Like, even the biggest anime YouTubers, even the biggest anime YouTubers out there, say that they can't keep up with all this anime that's coming out. They watch a few and they have to like sift through a lot of subpar anime series or stories that just are not that great to find the gems that exist. And it shouldn't have to be that way. It should be that a lot of effort and care is put into stories that really resonate and are going to be really impactful, as well as sell, you know, and make money, because it's a business, so it still has to make money. But unfortunately, concept seems to be the more anime we make, the more money we're gonna make, instead of the more quality anime we make, the more money we'd make. Back to the fans. We get caught up as fans into the hype of all the new series and the seasonal anime and like searching through stuff and trying to talk about it and keeping up with what everyone is talking about online. But we're honestly just keeping up the hype, and we're just keeping up appearances and the clout and trying to, you know, get our names out there so that people can recognize us. I mean, I'm included in this. I'm dogging myself out. But it's true. We talk about anime, talk about new anime so that people can recognize and look at us, because since people like that anime, they probably will like our content as content creators. But it sucks because we're not actually digesting important or influential or interesting or revolutionary stories. We're just kind of filtering out various terrible anime that are being made by these people who are being overworked just for the sake of making more anime so that companies can make more money. On top of this as well, it doesn't help that all this onslaught of anime, this never-ending list of anime and content, adds to the concept of escapism. I've talked about escapism in one of my other videos. I think it was my Komi Can't Communicate video, which you can find up here, and how it can sometimes be a good thing because it allows someone, say social anxiety, to like kind of collect themselves and like calm down before trying to address an issue that they're dealing with. But for the most part, escapism can be really negative, because an overindulgence in escapism is not good for your mental health. With all the content and anime out there, you can like literally sit in your house and room for days or years, or for the past, you know, entire Panera Bread that we were just in for the past year and a half, and still are in. It'll really mess up your mental health, because it's so easy to get lost in these other worlds and these characters and these things that aren't real, because they're easier to deal with than real life. And Japan already has an issue with this, known as hikikomoris, who kind of are recluses and stay in their homes and don't leave. And that's been a problem for a while, and it's not just exclusive to people who watch anime or who consume, you know, otaku content. But that has also like transitioned to being more global, because people have to be in their homes for a very long time. I mean, it's a perfect and terrible setup for people who are dealing with mental health and kind of over rely and overindulge in escapism on anime. Overall, to end on a positive note, or a somewhat positive note, I want people to watch as much anime as they want. I want people to still be fans of anime, and I want people to, like, you know, still be excited and passionate about the shows that they care about. I also want people to know that everything's not, you know, perfect. We can't see everything through rose-colored glasses, as they say. The behind the scenes of this industry is dark and pretty bleak, honestly. It has major pitfalls and problems like any industry, and it's important to realize that as you consume anime content. I wish there was a way to decrease the amount of anime that we got every year and to focus more on making quality anime, as well as paying creators fairly, not making people get overworked and have proper mental health care as well as physical care, and everyone getting credited even if they are people overseas, and, you know, more people globally being more involved in the anime industry overall. But the truth is, the system might break before that happens, and the only thing that we can do as fans really is to support our shows, support our favorite artists as much as possible, and to spread awareness about like what's actually happening in the industry beyond all of the beautiful animation and Sakuga and all the great stuff that anime provides to us. Anyway, if you want to learn a little bit more about anime and manga and the relation between the two, I made a whole other video that you can watch over here, so you can dive a little bit more into the industry of anime, and that video is a lot happier, so make sure you watch that if you want something a little bit happier to watch. Thank you so much for watching this video. My name is Phoenix. This has been the Anime Tea. Protect your mental health, protect your physical health, you know, watch anime, and just be informed about the stuff that you watch. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace!